Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you that all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, also forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. They're all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily ag news is now provided at TSLN, that's Tri-State Livestock News, .com. It's what ranchers read.
And Mike, yesterday's Antiques in Downtown Spearfish is a place you have to put on your list this summer. It's a great store. They have fabulous antiques. They have great seasoned people that can really help answer questions, give you directions, give you inside information. And they've got lots of decorating items too. So they've kind of got a little bit of everything. Make sure you check it out. They've got the antiques, the vintage treasures, the collectibles, the decorating items. It's Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They are open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment as well.
And Kim, what are you going to share with us for the good stuff today?
I've got a poem. It's called Who Am I Today?
Alrighty.
Should I get started?
Go ahead.
All right. Who am I today, I ask, and I wonder if I'll ever know. I know the past has shaped me now, though the past was long ago. The little moments form a blur, the times both happy and sad, all the people I once knew, and the things I used to have. They all help me to become where, what, and who I am now, and everything has influenced me, though I'm not sure exactly how. But I'm thankful for the memories from everyone I've ever met, people I miss and people I love, even people I'd like to forget. For these memories have helped me grow. They've made me calm yet strong. And now there's a story to my life that they've been writing all along. So thank you for the memories. Without them, who would I be? Because somewhere in my memories are the things that define me. That's called Who Am I Today? Do not know who wrote it, but Jake Lake sent it in.
Well, Kim, I was just going to share this short little verse called Brotherhood Truth, okay?
Okay.
You cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and even once say I. You cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and even once say my. You cannot pray the Lord's Prayer and ask not for another. For when you ask for daily bread, you must include your brother. Yes, others are included in each and every plea from start to very finish. It does not once say me. And I don't know who sent that to us. I don't know who wrote that, but it's called Brotherhood Truth. So just thought I would share that today.
I like that. Okay, so here we go. I've got something. It's called Woman to Woman Encouragement. And this actually came from Kay Jorgensen. So thank you very much, Kay. Woman to Woman Encouragement. Someone will always be prettier. They will always be smarter. Their house will be bigger and they'll drive a better car. Their children will do better in school and their husband will fix more things around the house. So, let it go. And love you and your circumstances. Think about it. The prettiest woman in the world can have hell in her heart. And the most highly favored woman on your job may be unable to have children. And the richest woman you know, she's got the car, the house, the clothes, but she might be lonely. And the word says, if I have not love, I am nothing. So again, love you. Love who you are right now. And let God be your barometer. Mirror him. Look in the mirror in the morning and see how much of God you see. He's the only standard. And even when you come up short, he will not leave you or forsake you. Smile. And may God continue to bless you. That's called Woman to Woman Encouragement. And now, Mike, I want to share something about Lee Trevino. Remember Lee Trevino?
He was a famous golfer a few years back.
A few years, exactly. One day, shortly after joining the PGA Tour in 1965. So this is the beginning of his career.
I don't want to do the math to see how long ago that
was.
Yeah,
it won't get us any further in the story either, so that's okay. Don't worry about it. Anyway, he's a professional golfer and a married man, and he was at his home in Dallas, Texas, mowing his front lawn, as he always did. A lady driving by in a big shiny Cadillac stopped in front of his house, lowered the window, and asked, "Excuse me, do you speak English?" Lee responded, "Yes, ma'am, I do." The lady then asked, "What do you charge to do yard work?" Lee said, "Well, the lady in this house lets me sleep with her." The lady hurriedly put the car into gear and sped off.
That is a funny one. That's a good one to end on today. Folks, thanks for spending a little part of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.